is Radio Superior 1938, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1938. This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time and hear radio as it may have sounded in 1938. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
It's 6 o'clock. This is radio station KUWS, the voice from the head of the lakes in Superior, Wisconsin. Europe remains on the edge of darkness this evening as leaders meet to try to avert war. This is Jack McKenna speaking. It's Thursday, September 29th, 1938. Stand by for the latest news from the crisis in Europe, weather, the best music of the 30s, and we've got a letter from a Bayfield listener about the gathering war clouds. Just 20 years after the end of the World War in Europe, the war to end all wars, and we're on the brink of another Donnybrook. Makes you wonder why they can't get along over there, Lou.
Well, it sure does, Jack. We're getting bulletins over the wire machine almost every hour. Sometimes it looks like they'll work things out. Other times it looks like war for sure.
It's these times, you know, that people really listen to the news, Lou.
Well, I like to think that they always listen closely.
Now, Lou Martin with the Ford Hopkins Drugstore 5 o'clock news. Ford Hopkins Drugstore, featuring a three-scoop Baby Ruth Sundae for 14 cents. Lou.
Well, thank you, Jack, and good evening, all. As of now, hopes are brightening in Munich that a conference over Czechoslovakia can be averted. The four-power conference on the fate of Czechoslovakia ended its second session at 9:30 this morning our time, 4:30 p.m. Munich time. Adolf Hitler yesterday called for cessation or war.
Either Benesch will accept my offer and give the Germans in the Sudetenland freedom, or we will take it.
Now this flash from our Associated Press wire service.
This looks like good news, Lou. A German government spokesman says the leaders of France, Britain, Italy, and Germany have all but reached an agreement to cede the Sudetenland to the Third Reich. While this sounds encouraging, there are several other issues remaining, including whether or not the Czech government will withdraw its troops and go along with this amputation of itself. And part of this flash comes from Prague, the Czechoslovakian capital. Czech Premier Eduard Beneš has agreed to this occupation in principle with some reservations. I guess we'll have to wait and see just what those reservations are and if they'll derail this appeasement effort, Lou.
Newsman Mike Simonson. Other parts of this possible agreement are still coming across our wire services. A German spokesman says Herr Hitler will not demand the resignation of Premier Beneš, but expects him to resign voluntarily. The spokesman added sarcastically that Beneš already has his money in Switzerland. Germany also reaffirms its pledge not to make further territorial demands on Europe. The German spokesman also said that Mr. Beneš, like the last Chancellor of Independent Austria, Kurt Schuschnigg, underestimated the resolve that Germany has to return its people to the fatherland. Mr. Schuschnigg remains a prisoner of the Nazis in Vienna since Germany's bloodless capture of Austria last March. We go now to this shortwave radio report recorded just minutes ago from Munich. This is United Press foreign correspondent Wes Gallagher.
This is Munich calling. Great tension is giving way to great relief this evening as the four powerful leaders of Europe have averted what only hours ago seemed the certainty of all-out war. This agreement has not been officially announced, but jubilant people are jamming the streets of Munich. People are cheering loudly, giving the stiff-armed Nazi salute as motor cars carrying British Prime Minister Chamberlain and French Premier de Laudier passed by. Many seem genuinely relieved that their country was able to avert a war that almost destroyed it just 20 years ago. One German official says this is proof that the German people want peace and nothing but peace. This is Wes Gallagher reporting from the Führerhaus in Munich.
Pope Pius XI urged the world to bow to the unarmed but invincible power of prayer to avert the dangers of war. The Pope broadcast his message over a vast radio hookup today, quoting him, "While millions of men live in dread because of the threat of unexplained slaughter and ruin, we gather unto our paternal heart the trepidation of our children and unite in prayer for the preservation of justice and the preservation of peace." KUWS Radio News Time is 6:06. Jack McKenna has a word from our sponsor, Ford Hopkins.
Thank you, Lou. Ford Hopkins. Ah, what a record they've got for sales at that drugstore. Now, here's another one at 1221 Tower Avenue. Men's shaving cream. Not that the woman couldn't use it. Barbasol. Was 50 cents, now 27 cents. And Carter's Little Liver Pills. Was 25, now 13 cents. And that's for the bottle. That's not per pill, you know. And here's some face creams for you gals, and the men could use them too, I suppose. For 60 cents, usually? Ha ha. Phillips face creams now, 39 cents. Powder puffs, 2.5 cents? I guess you'd have to buy two of those to make any sense, huh? Life Poi soap, ah boy, that gets rid of it, whatever it is. Formerly 10 cents a bar, now just 5 cents. Ford Hopkins Drugstore, 1221 Tower Avenue. In Superior. Go get them, folks. The news sounds downright encouraging from Munich, Lou.
But the only thing that's certain right now, Jack, and good listeners, is that French troops are massed along its border with Germany and vice versa. This is still a powder keg. And there are those that are opposed to the whole idea of appeasement, saying dissecting Czechoslovakia and handing over part of it to Germany is wrong.
Kind of like letting the playground bully beat up the skinny kid, eh, Lou?
Some people would say that, yes.
Whenever a newsman says, "some people," quote unquote, without saying who it is, I have a sneaking suspicion that the newsman is some people.
Some people would say that, Jack. In news closer to home, people in Upper Wisconsin are talking about the prospects of war in Europe even more than they're talking about the weather. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson says that many industry experts don't think a new war will have much effect on the port of Superior and Duluth.
Not like the boom of the World War, Lou, when shipyards and all businesses were busy. One official with the Wisconsin Grain Exchange says Germany, Italy, France, Britain are all nearly bankrupt and wouldn't be able to buy grain from the United States. And since the United States loaned millions of dollars to countries during the World War and had not been repaid, it's doubtful Uncle Sam will be as generous this time around. Iron ore supplies are stockpiled on the East Coast and will carry over into next spring, so no immediate demand is seen from the Iron Range or taconite shipping. As for shipbuilding, another official says there are many ships dry docked now that could be used in a pinch, so it's unlikely things would change here if Herr Hitler decides to go to war, Lou.
Interesting predictions, Mike. Thanks. With the duck hunting season opening on Saturday, the Douglas County Clerk's Office will stay open until 9:30 on Friday night. The month-and-a-half duck hunting season ends November the 14th at 4 p.m. Cost of a license is $1. Bag limit for wild ducks and mud hens is $10. Hayward is widening its main street. More and more summer traffic by folks escaping to the Great North Woods and lakes have crowded local streets. Hayward Mayor John Moreland says the WPA will work on it and be finished by winter. Mr. Moreland says its streets will be blacktopped and a bridge just outside of Hayward on Highway 27 will be built as well. And finally, Jack and good listeners, we have this story with a happy ending. An adventure began when 16-year-old Fifield High School student Lucian Falgi dropped his class ring down a 29-foot well shaft. Lucian tried to get his ring out, but he was suddenly entombed when the walls of the well collapsed around him. He was trapped for 16 hours until rescuers could dig him out. He's recovering in a Park Falls hospital with just bumps and bruises, but no ring.
Ah, shucks, he didn't get the ring. I like it when you end your news on a good note, though, Lou. Lou Martin with the Ford Hopkins Radio 6 o'clock news. Nice, gentle weather for the end of September, folks. Our forecast from the United States Weather Bureau for this Thursday evening, September 29th, 1938, calls for partly cloudy skies and a low of 45 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, a few more clouds and not as warm. Friday's high should be around 62 degrees. Hey, friends, we've heard the war news. Now let's relax after a hard day's work with some fine, sweet big band music from our time. This is Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra with Bob Eberle singing Imagination on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS.
Imagination is funny. It makes a cloudy day sunny. Makes a bee think of honey just as I think of you. Imagination is crazy. Your whole perspective gets hazy. Starts you asking a daisy what to do, what to do. Have you ever felt a gentle touch and then a kiss and then find it's only your imagination again? Oh, well, imagination. Silly, you go around willy-nilly. For example, I go around wanting you, and yet I can't imagine that you want me to.
Enjoyable music of Jimmy Dorsey with Bob Eberle singing Imagination on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS.
We have a special visitor who's come a long way, Jack. Let's welcome in a listener from Bayfield, Mrs. Iva Reinhardt. Thank you for making the trip from Bayfield.
You are welcome, Mr. Martin. Like you, I remember well the days of the World War when our country paid so dearly for its benevolence. We sent millions of our boys and millions of our dollars over there to make the world safe for democracy. We are still paying for that. Many of our boys, those lucky enough to come back alive, return to us broken in spirit and mind. From that war, we have seen our country degenerate into a struggling, weak people. Even the Almighty Father seems to have hidden his face from us as plagues of dust storms, floods, and locusts have descended upon our once rich fields. Shall we again offer our young people up as living sacrifices to the gods of destruction who rule Europe? Youth of today, do not let us sacrifice your dreams. Stand together in solid unity and say, we will not fight for greed. Here in our country, let us strive for happiness, peace, and prosperity. That's all, Mr. Martin.
Thank you, Mrs. Iva Reinhardt of Mayfield. Very powerful, ma'am.
I'd like to think this agreement in Munich will stop another war, but some of these men are bad people. It's sad. I don't understand it, but I thought I should say something about it.
Sometimes these things can't be understood. Have a safe trip back to Mayfield.
I have some thoughts on this too, Lou. But let's let our good listeners contemplate Mrs. Reinhardt's message first. We'll play another number for you, friends. This is Lonnie McIntyre and his Hawaiians with Bing Crosby and Sweet Leilani on Station KUWS.
Sweet Leilani, heavenly flower, Leilani, heavenly flower, I dreamed of paradise for two.
Leilani,
you are my paradise completed.
Leilani,
you are my dream.
Tropic skies are jealous as they shine.
My sweet Leilani,
I think they're jealous of your blue eyes.
Oh, lovely Leilani,
jealous because you're mine. Sweet Leilani, heavenly flower, I dreamed of paradise for two.
My sweet Leilani,
you are my paradise completed.
Oh, lovely Leilani,
you are my dream come true. Paradise completed.
Oh, lovely Leilani,
you are my dream. Come true.
impeccable singer Bing Crosby, and we've just enjoyed Sweet Leilani from the movie Waikiki Wedding on the Martin and McKenna Show on Station KUWS. You know, Lou, it's good to have the names we have. I mean, I was reading about...
Hey, Hitler. Wait a minute. Stop right there. You were reading about current events?
As a matter of fact, yes, I was. Milton Bronner just put out a magazine article about Herr Hitler's life and background.
You look and you sound like Jack McKenna, but then again, you say you've been reading about something other than comics and sports?
Come on, Lou. Quit your kidding around. This is interesting. Milton Bronner wrote that Hitler's dad changed the family name from Schickelgruber to Hitler. True story.
Who are you? What did you do with Jack? I'm calling the police.
Very funny, Lou. I try to talk current events, but no. Let's listen to one of my favorites now from our decade of the 1930s. This is The Sunny Side of the Street with Tommy Dorsey and his Martin and McKenna Show on Station KUWS.
You look like Jack. You sound like Jack. You even wear socks that don't match.
Oh. Fine music of Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, The Sunny Side of the Street. On your voice from the land of beautiful lakes, Station KUWS. Say, got a sweet tooth? Why, there's a new candy shop in Superior. Nora Mills offers specials on delicious chocolate cherries, 25 cents a pound. Yes, sirree. Or stop by for other specials. Nora Mills has nickel gum for 4 cents. And fresh 5-cent candy bars, just 4 cents. Nora Mills Candy Shop at 1207 Tower Avenue in Superior. Now, seriously, Lou, think of it. If Hitler's dad didn't change his name from Schickelgruber, do you think Sonny Boy would have been able to rise to power? I mean, can you hear people shouting, Heil Schickelgruber? I don't think so.
Okay, so you are Jack McKenna, after all. Only you could come up with that line of logic.
That goes with anything, Lou. If you and I had been born in, let's say, England, and were named, say, Goering and Goebbels, we probably wouldn't be able to have a radio show these days in England.
I suppose not, Jack. The Goering and Goebbels show probably just wouldn't work there.
I don't think so. If my name were, say, Hitler, you'd better believe I'd be driving a cab instead of working on the radio.
Well, then, this is what a person gets for dabbling in current events.
And that's my cue to get back to the music. This is Charlie Barnett with K-Star, and You Always Hurt the One You Love on the Martin and McKenna Show. And music of Charlie Barnett and the vocal by K-Star on the Schickelgruber Show on station KUWS. See, Lou, it doesn't work.
I get your point. Thank you. I just got this notice in from the Scandinavian American Fraternity Secretary Dagmar Bong. All members of the Scandinavian fraternity are urged to attend the funeral of their late member, Charles Hedstrom, at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Services are at the First Covenant Church at Belknap and Cummings.
Now, Bong and Hedstrom are a couple of good, strong names from this area. They could do a radio show.
Except that one of them is a guest of honor at his own funeral tomorrow, Jack.
Right you are, Lou. And I don't think names matter how they sound up in heaven. Just to get there, that's the point. That's it for the Martin and McKenna Show. We'll be back, same time, same place on your radio dial. For Lou Martin then, this is Jack McKenna.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1938, a weekly production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Harriet Farig is played by Jennifer Simonson. Other performances by Paul Guggenheimer, Kathy Loxo, Al Katz, Peter Nordgren, John Munson, John Munsell, Tom Martinson, Ray Paulson, Don Hansen, Don Mason, Joel Anderson, and Joey Laporte. All events reported on Radio Superior 1938 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night.